Governor Mike Dunleavy wants to cut funding to a lot of services that the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta relies on. One of these is to the Village Public Safety Officer Program, from which Dunleavy's proposed budget would have taken $3 million and given it to the Alaska State Trooper Program.
I was really disheartened to see the proposal come forward from the governor in his budget.
That's Representative Tiffany Zolkuski, a Bethel Democrat. She heads a new committee in the House that focuses on Alaska Native tribes' role in the state. But Dunleavy's proposals to deny or reduce state funding for services that Alaska Native tribes depend on puts more pressure on Zolkuski, a freshman lawmaker. Dunleavy's administration also refused to consult with two tribes on a government-to-government basis, and negotiations failed over funding a historic agreement that gives tribes more control over child welfare cases. It's called the Alaska Tribal Child Welfare Compact. It was signed by the Walker administration. The state doesn't have staff in many rural offices, and the tribes can step in to protect children. Zolkuski disagrees with those decisions from the Dunleavy administration.
There should be tribal consultation in the state of Alaska. There should be tribal compacting in the state of Alaska.
Meanwhile, the committee in its first session did send two pieces of legislation to Dunleavy to sign. One of these says the federal government needs to fully fund the 2020 census to make sure they get a full count. Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta villages rely on the federal and state funding they get, and that funding is based on census numbers.
We stand to lose $30,000 per uncounted Alaskan over a 10-year period in federal funding if there is an undercount.
She also sent a bill that would set aside November to celebrate Alaska Native heritage. Zolkuski says national proclamations have set aside November to celebrate Native American and Alaska Native nations. Governor Dunleavy still has to sign both. The special committee will soon head into its next session. Zolkuski says the conversations will get, quote, more technical, especially around tribal consultation and compacting. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.